taking time and listening to the concerns of our producers. I'm Keith Wundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa, a member of the House Ag Committee, has been doing over the last couple of weeks, taking time, stopping by, and listening to the concerns of the producers.
Absolutely. It was just fabulous over the last several days to just get around the state and talk to a lot of farm organizations, farm families, farm producers. And, you know, I just kept hearing the same thing. And the thing was, we do not want subsidies. We want open markets. Mm-hmm. And we want to grow our markets. And, you know, that is exactly what I want to do. And I was pretty excited in the last couple of days that Bangladesh just was announced that they're buying another $1 billion of U.S. soybeans. And, you know, last week, obviously, the China trade deal was good, but now we're holding their feet to the fire. I mean, they said that they'd buy 12 metric tons of soybeans immediately and then 25 million metric tons annually. But that's the baseline. I was talking to a U.S. Trade Representative Greer, and he said, hey, Randy, make sure you tell everybody that is the base. We expect a lot more to come from that. I said, please, please make sure.
Randy also pointed out that he's been hearing a lot more talk about the trade deal between China and the U.S., especially as you dig just a little bit deeper into that agreement.
But what's not talked about is also the removal of that tariff for hogs, beef, and dairy also from China. So that was really big. And then, you know, the other thing I'm hearing just from the farm community is just make sure that we do not sell our farmland to other places outside our state or to China.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wundberg.